You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Coming to us all the way from the Hawke's Bay, we're going to welcome onto the program, I'm going to say singer-songwriter, although, you know, some people probably shun that term, Ella Pollitt. Ella, how are you this morning? Kia ora.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very fantastic. Thank you. Thank you for coming on the show. I don't know if you're a morning person. I'm becoming more of a morning person, but you seem like you're smiling, so I think you're doing okay.
Yeah, no, I'm a morning person.
Excellent. Sure. So are you coming to us from Napier in the Hawke's Bay, Ahuriri?
Yes. Yeah. Hawke's Bay.
Yeah. It seems like a bright morning. The light is good. How's like the shift from like winter to spring been in the Hawke's Bay? Is it a beautiful part of the country? I've been to Napier once, I think.
Yeah, it's to me, all spring has been so hot. Like, it's been a big shift. 25 degrees almost most days.
Yeah, it's not right, yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, summer might be hot, but
yeah. Are there some good swimming spots nearby for you?
Yes. Yeah, I live on the beach, so just walk down and swim.
Yeah, like I was kind of seeing that. You know, in some of your singles that you've released recently, there seems to be a kind of a consistent theme of like the outdoors, just like nature and trees and, you know, shots on the beach and horses and things like that. So you're a big lover of the outdoors and nature and the local landscape?
Yes, I love nature, just to embrace it and get into a, you know, feel just like the nature and everything. It's really nice.
Do you feel like you need it, you know, like if you're spend too much time inside working on things, like do you need it to recharge? Have you always been an outdoors person?
Yeah. It's very grounding to be in nature, I feel. Just to get out there,
get away from the screens and the social media and all that's that kind of thing. Yeah. So I think this is your first interview on Radio 1 91 FM, so this is probably like a little bit of an introduction for you, for Radio 1 listeners. So like you're pretty young, you're in your early 20s, is that right?
Yeah,
but you've already got, you know, getting close to more singles released than I can count on one hand, I think. So you've been making music for a little while and playing locally. So just kind of to introduce the audience a little bit about you, like, what are your earliest memories of music? You know, from either family or seeing people play or the radio or albums. What are your early memories with music?
I've always just loved music and wanted to give it a go. Mum and Dad gave me a ukulele in primary. That's where it kind of started.
Yeah, what color?
It was a turtle. It was like, they got it from Fiji and it was painted like a turtle.
Oh, kind of like, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was very cute. That's where I kind of started, you know, like playing instruments, and then I self-taught myself guitar. Mm-hmm. And then high school, I just entered lots of competitions, and I was like, wow, this is very cool.
Yeah, so you're not like a shy person, I guess. You kind of just like pushed yourself into it. You weren't pushed by your parents or forced to go to too many lessons that you hated or anything like that.
I would say I was definitely shy at the start. My parents would always sit in the hallway, like, listening to me sing, and then if they come into the room, I'll, like, instantly stop. My parents did definitely push me, and I'm glad they did, because it definitely boosted my confidence.
Yeah. Do you remember any of your favorite, like, songs as a kid, even just to sing along to, you know, not necessarily to play or anything like that, just things your parents got sick of very quickly?
I used to like consistently play Zombie by the Cranberries.
Oh yeah, cool. Yeah.
That was my one song I consistently sung.
Yeah. So I mean your music is like very lyrically driven, like the guitar and the composition plays a large part, but the lyrics are a big part of it. So, you know, did you do much writing as a kid or, you know, as a young adult before thinking that you would turn these into songs? Were you much of a writer, or were these just kind of feelings and ideas that came out later? Not to say that you wrote, you know, a lot of the songs long ago, but yeah, have you been a writer?
No, I haven't really been a writer. I've really just got stuck into songwriting. I don't know, that's just always been a passion. Probably wrote my first song at 13. But it's really just been like just my emotions, and it's just something good to like drop down on a piece of paper and get it out.
Yeah, help with like, you know, adolescence and
yeah,
not being understood and, you know, being a teenager and all that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, like, your songs are very, like, emotionally powerful. Like, do you think, well, I guess my question is, like, is it altogether autobiographical, or are you often exploring, you know, emotions or the ideas of emotions, but maybe not that they're, you know, not sincere or authentic, but, you know, is the music a bit of an exploration for you, or do you think it's strictly like what you feel in the moment when you're writing it? Like, it has to come out like that, or do you feel like you delve deeper and explore ideas?
At first, it's how I'm feeling. I just like drop it all down on a piece of paper, and then I come back to it later and kind of explore how I could maybe like change it a little bit, just so then everyone can kind of connect.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. I think a lot of people do that. They kind of like just jot down ideas and, you know, random thoughts and observations, and then put them to music later rather than sitting down and trying to come up with a song on the spot per se.
Yeah.
So do you think, do you focus a lot on sort of the audience and how they'll receive it and how they might interpret and be impacted by the songs? Like, or do you think you write it more for yourself? Because you said you wanted people to connect with it. So obviously there's the kind of relationship between you and the listener that you're thinking about.
Yeah, I kind of, like, I hope that people can connect and feel the same way. I'm sure everyone goes through similar situations, and I try to make it broad that people can kind of connect it to how they're feeling at the time.
Like, not make the lyrics so specific that, you know, it can't be like, experienced in people's own lived, how they're feeling, yeah. And then in terms of like the musical style that you play, you know, does that come from any particular musical inspirations that you can think of, either local or international artists that you just really like? And, you know, did you like learn some covers to start with? I mean, ukulele, you probably learned a few songs, but where do you get your, you know, not just what do you listen to when you've just got your headphones on, but what's the kind of musical inspiration for the songs you're writing in terms of like melody or structure or things like that?
I actually don't know. I just, honestly, when I write, I just pick up the guitar, and if I like the sound and I like the feel of it, I'll start writing lyrics to it.
Yeah.
That's kind of my writing process. I don't really feel like I get inspiration from anyone, because I listen to like quite different music to what I play. But yeah, I just like the feel of it and like how it makes me feel, at least.
I think that's really cool. Like, probably it's kind of, you know, from being self-taught as well. Like, you're really just exploring it, you know, authentically, feeling it authentically. You're not bogged down in music theory or trying to copy something or imitate something. You're just kind of, it's all just coming from, you know, within, through your fingers, through the instrument.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool. Do you play any... because you play around locally a little bit, so do you play any covers when you play live? Or are you, at this point, now that you've got so many songs, just playing, you know, do you play a few crowd favorites or personal favorites?
I definitely play probably majority covers, just because I like, everyone can sing along and feel connected with the music that everyone knows. I definitely do slot in some of my own music. It's a good way to get it out there.
Yeah. What are your personal favorites that you might play live as well in terms of covers?
Valerie by Amy Winehouse. Jolene.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton.
Yeah. Kind of strong singing styles as well, not just, you know, musically strong, but the lyrical delivery is very strong on those songs. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. What other one? Yeah.
That's all right. That's all right. You've had some pretty, you know, you've been at this for a little while. You started quite young, releasing songs, writing songs, recording songs. You've had a bit of success with the Play It Strange competition and Smoke Free Rock Quest over the last few years. So that must have been quite fun. Do you find those kinds of experiences very important to you? Do they make you feel, I don't know, more validated, or do you think that plays any part in what you think success is to you, or, you know, like what is success to you, basically? Like, I'm sure it's fun, it's nice to be recognized, but, you know, what are you hoping for? Do you want more of that kind of thing, or?
Yeah, well, honestly, like, it's great with, like, competitions, and it's good to be a part of, like, all the musicians coming together and, like, sharing their music. I love that. But I do love, I just had recently my first ever pre-release party, and just everyone singing along and dancing to my music and having a good time, like, that was success to me. I felt so happy and content with the night. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, you're really trying to share that connection and experience with people, which I think is really cool. There's a human aspect to it. You're not, you know, strictly chasing numbers, you know, things like that. Yeah. And so, you know, I mean, you grew up in Napier in the Hawke's Bay. So do you have any plans to, you know, move? Are you very happy there? I mean, you've definitely seem to have a strong connection to the community and the land, and, you know, I'm sure family is nearby. Do you think you'll pull yourself away and you know,
do you have plans,
or you're pretty good?
I haven't really thought of it.
Yeah.
I love the Hawke's Bay, but if there was an opportunity, I would probably, you know, definitely take it if I had to move. But right now, yeah, I'm pretty happy in the Hawke's Bay.
Yeah. Are you saving up, you know, saving up a little bit of money just in case, you know, you think, oh, I'm going to go here. I'm going to try and get on this festival, you know, in one of the daytime slots or something like that.
Yeah, I'm definitely saving some money. I want to go traveling and just experience, have more to write. And.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been overseas at all much? Or
no, not really.
Yeah.
I've really just been to Australia.
Yeah.
I sung at the Sydney Opera House when I was in high school, so it was a good opportunity.
Yeah. I think when you get there, I think the perspective it'll shift something, you know, and I think you'll just, yeah, you'll push yourself to that next level, and I think it'll be really great. So we just want to talk briefly about your new song, Losing My Mind, which came out in last month, at the end of October, or early this month?
Yeah, the 31st of October.
Yeah, it's got a very strong title, Losing My Mind, you know? Is that, how do you rationalize that, because it seems very, it's a very powerful title. So how do you interpret it in context with, you know, the content of the song, basically?
Yeah, so basically the song is about some personal struggles that I was going through, and it was slowly eating away at me, and I was losing my mind. And I was like, I'm sure everyone else is going through similar situations where they're just holding on to everything and feeling overwhelmed, and they just can't express it, I guess. And they just start losing it. But that's kind of how I wrote the song.
Yeah, we do need yeah, we need other people, I think, is what it is. And if you're just trying to, you know, figure it out yourself, it's very tricky. So I think putting it into something that you can share with other people, and then, you know, maybe when people hear it or you play it, other people would say, you know, that got me feeling a certain way. And, you know, whether they're keen to talk about it or not, you know, just knowing that, you know, we're all in this together, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think that's super cool. And do you, who do you have helping you with the kind of recording or any of the production side? Or are you doing a lot of it yourself, some of it yourself? Are you trying to pick it up?
So I write the guitar and the lyrics, and then I go down to Palmerston North. I go see Nigel from Works at the Stomach.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he, yeah, his ideas and my ideas together, and he does the more the production side of the music.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then do you kind of...
pretty.
Yeah, and then do you plan all the kind of release schedule? I mean, you know, promo is a lot of work as well. Do you have anyone helping you? Any family, you know, helping you with any of that?
Yeah, I have my mum. My mum helps me a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't be able to do this without her.
Yeah. Oh, that's really sweet. Well, I think we'll chuck on Losing My Mind. And I would encourage people to definitely check out the music video for it as well. I assume people can kind of check it out and stream it, you know, on streaming platforms. But the music video is super gorgeous, and, you know, people can watch it in 4K high resolution on their big TVs, and it's just gorgeous. Like, is it all local landscape? I assume it is, because you've got, like, you know, Tongariro is pretty close and some beautiful forests nearby. So is it all kind of local landscape?
Yeah, so I filmed it at this cabin in Ungaunga. And, yeah, it was just beautiful. I loved how I had a forest, had the horses, had an awesome bath. It just had heaps of different kind of, like, scenes of nature, which I loved. So I thought it was perfect fit for the music video.
And you had some support from New Zealand On Air. Shout out New Zealand On Air for that one. That's awesome. Yeah. Did you have a little, did you have some input into the editing of the video as well? Or did you kind of pass that off to someone, and did they check in with you along the way, or how did that come together?
Yeah, we sat down and we kind of talked about how we want the music video to look like before we did it. But yeah, he kind of just chucked it all together and just sent me through files, and I'll tell him if I didn't like a certain bit, and we'll just kind of work it out from there.
Yeah. And last question for you, Ella. I'll let you get on with your morning. What's in the, not to, you know, move on to what's next, but, you know, do you have a couple songs waiting to go? Or are you going to sit down and record some songs that you've got, you know, in the notebook? Or what would people expect to see over the next kind of 2-3 months if they see your name popping up on the, you know, the online music blogs or things like that?
Yeah, so I'm going back down to Palmy on the 1st of December to record another song. And I expect to release it maybe June next year, around then. So yeah, I've definitely got new music coming.
And just trying to, you know, get out there and play live and keep in the community. That's really cool.
Yes, yeah, I've got heaps of gigs booked, yeah.
Amazing. I think you're doing a great job, Ella, so keep it up. All the best.
Perfect, thank you.
We're going to chuck on your song Losing My Mind. I'm just going to say kakite and let you get on with your day. But thank you for joining us here on The One. And maybe we'll see you popping up in the South Island sometime.
Yeah, perfect.
All right, all the best.
Thank you,
Ella. All right, that was Ella Paulett coming to us from Ahuriri Napier in the Hawke's Bay, just chatting briefly about their new single, Losing My Mind. You can check it out, check out the music video, Ella Paulett Music on YouTube, or check it out on streaming sites as well. All right, we're going to chuck on Losing My Mind, and hope you enjoy. You're on 91FM with John covering for Zach Hoffman this morning on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi.
I'm trying to keep calm from the words you say. My mind's going round and round from the way.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.